Bonnie McKay has written an unusual sort of memoir. It's called Tree of Treasures, and it's the story of her life told through Christmas tree ornaments. McKay is something of an ornament aficionado, starting with the first tree she decorated with a friend from college.
We called it the Tree of Disarray. And what it was we just filled it with all the stuff that we had that we owned, including jewelry and scarves and stuff from the kitchen. And that was like my training. I said, you could do a beautiful tree.
McKay went on to design ornaments professionally for Bloomingdale's and the Museum of Modern Art. And she now owns almost 3,000 ornaments. She told me she divides them into 67 classifications.
There's elephants on parade. There's, angels are divided into country craft and formal.
Three kinds of angels, yeah.
Yes, yes. And then we have shoes and socks, quilts, clothespins, and then there's also Wizard of Oz. Planes, Trains, and Automobiles is an earlier one.
One of the categories is good witches, but
yes.
I don't see a bad witches category.
I don't have a bad witch on the tree, no.
Okay.
The good witch is kind of funny. She has a big silk sunflower on her. And she's all dressed in calico and has her own broom.
Tell me about the oldest ornament in this collection.
Yeah, my oldest ornament is my grandfather's carrot, and that's 115 years old. And that was modeled after his dummy, Charlie Carrot. My grandfather was in vaudeville, and he had these dummies. There was Charlie Carrot, Minnie Spinach, Patty Potato, hand puppets. But this carrot was made out of gauze. It was very, very fine glitter and stuffed with cotton. And it was the carrot that my father put on the tree every year. My mother wouldn't allow him to do anything except for the lights, but he could put his carrot on the tree. And that was a very special moment for me, watching him go around the tree, choosing what place he wanted to have it, and just putting it on. It was really great.
When these ornaments are imbued with such memories, how do you deal with the inevitable breakage?
One you see in the book is my elephant. And my elephant broke when we were setting up the shoot.
And really? Just as you were getting ready to shoot this book?
Yes, it was devastating. And I remember looking at elephant and seeing that Mrs. DiCarlini, who made it for me, had signed her name, 1998. And then my hand slipped and elephant fell to the floor.
I'm looking at the photo, and it is the front half of an elephant with one leg.
Yes. And my husband took it and positioned it on the set and then took that great picture of him. But the nice part of this story is that I went back to Italy and gave my books to two of the makers. And I went to see Mrs. DiCarlini and showed her the photograph. And she looked at it and she looked very sad. And then she looked at me and pointed my finger and said, wait, and ran downstairs and came up with this box of elephants, glass elephants. And she picked out an elephant that was almost like it and signed it. But the broken elephant, I put him in a little box and I put him in front of the fireplace to look out at the India classification. So he sees his fellow Indian ornaments on the tree.
You spent your career in this field. It's
yes.
not only a passion, it's an occupation for you. What do you think makes Christmas tree ornaments a unique and valuable art form?
I think the craftsmanship. I have two specific countries that I've done a lot of work with. One is Italy and the other one is Germany. And Germany is these very old molds that these makers blow glass into, and then they paint them, and then they bake them, and everything is really done by hand, and it's done by eye. They know where to put the paint, they know where to put the glitter, and they're just really, really special pieces. In Italy, it's just, you know, where Germany is more concise, Italy is everything is free blown. So you have one tube of glass, and you see the blower blowing the glass, and then, of course, as it gets hot, he starts to pull the arms and pull the legs. So they become these amazing collectible ornaments that there's a person behind it that you see and you understand their craftsmanship.
What does the collection as a whole represent to you when you look at this entirety of thousands of items?
My tree is my life. And each year I sit down in a chair after the tree is completed and I see what it is that year, because the following year it will be different. Some ornaments will have been broken. There'll be ornaments that will have joined the tree from friends. And it is an expression of my life.
Bonnie McKay, have fun decorating this year.
Oh, thank you. I'm so happy to talk to you. It's really great.
Bonnie McKay's new book is called Tree of Treasures, A Life in Ornaments. And we want to hear about your special ornaments and the stories behind them. Write to NPR Crowdsource at npr.org with ornament in the subject line. We'll share some of your stories on the air.